Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier.
Game on. GAA.
You can text us 51552, that's 51552, leading into the break. Mentioned the fact that GAA is defending its decision to hike the price of All-Ireland final stand tickets. The stand tickets to a record €90. It's insisted there's no plans for further increase. But the Laois hurling manager, Eddie Brennan, speaking earlier on today across on RT Radio 1 with Miriam O'Callaghan, had this to say.
You know, I suppose the example I'm going to use is maybe, you know, going to the Aviva to a rugby match where you have three or four different categories. And if you want to pay for a really good ticket, then you go and pay for that good ticket and you get a good location. Whereas if you don't want to and you want to bring a young fella, well then, you know, it can be a cheaper day. And I just think, look, we all understand corporate and the finance side of it, and that the profession, the organisation has to be run as such, because it is, you know, there's obviously a huge appeal there. But the reality is we have to cater for the very grassroots, the very people that the GAA stands for, and that we use as slogans, you know, to promote the thing and maintain that connect with communities. Like, if you have two parents and two kids and you're deciding you're going to go to the All-Ireland, well, then there's the travel, there's the food, and then there's four tickets at €90. So, you know, and the reality is you could pay €90 and be sitting at ground level behind a goal or in the corner and pay the same price to be in the prime location in the middle of the stadium. And look, we understand the All-Ireland finals in hurling and football are the showpiece events. As a paying customer, if you're on your own and you say, yeah, I'd like to go to the All-Ireland, €90 is not bad for the entertainment and the experience you're going to get. And you say, well, I was there the day that Dublin potentially done the drive for five or whatever. But the reality is, you're saying you're depriving, I suppose, kids of maybe 12, 13, 14 or that age group of the opportunity to go to a day like that, simply because parents are going, we just can't afford that. If you're coming from somewhere, you know, the outer reaches of the country, we'll say, in Kerry or somewhere like that, and that's just one example, or maybe Waterford or wherever it is, it's an expensive day out to put the four people on the train, to feed them, maybe come up the night before in accommodation. You're looking at a very, very expensive weekend. So all in all, you'd say, look, can we do something? Can we put certain areas or assign certain areas to a lower category or to a family category ticket that you can get it there? And look, absolutely, there's the corporate side of it. And if you want to pay, or any customer for that matter wants to pay, whatever it is, I'm just trying to figure out maybe €150 to sit slap bang in the middle of the Hogan stand or the Cusick stand where the better seats are, then so be it. That's your prerogative. But definitely, maybe try cater for the kids and the families that are going to all the matches, they're going to the league matches, and they're showing loyalty to their county and say, look, can we do something here to make it within their reach to go to an All-Ireland final? But the reality is, there's a lot of people go to All-Ireland finals and they're not too pushed, I suppose, really. They're not supporters of counties. And again, they're quite entitled to be there. But I've seen it in some of the corporate boxes where they are no more interested in the match than the man in the moon. The seats left vacated in the corporate box areas and they're inside the veil of the refreshments. And that's okay. That's what they're entitled to do. But I think it's disappointing to see that we have families, you know, kids, be it parents with teenagers around, that say, I can't bring the kids simply because I can't afford that. And again, you sometimes, you know, you say, like I said, the slogan of the GAA is always about being all-inclusive and the grassroots and how important that is. And look, you can say there's wider issues. It's just, and again, it's not just making an argument for the sake of it, Miriam. Mm-hmm. I just think it's genuine. I think we're saying, right, you'd love your kids to be there. Like, I mean, I have an eight-year-old at home and he's mad to go to that All-Ireland, and hopefully I can bring him. He's been at one or two of them recently as well. And look, it's great for them, because ultimately what we're about is continuing to sell the organisation, insofar as kids look out on the pitch, they see their heroes and they want to be there, they want to play. So it keeps them going back into their clubs when they go home. And an All-Ireland experience is brilliant for them to sow that seed.
That's Eddie Brennan talking to Mary McCallan earlier on today. Defending the decision, the GAA President John Horan said it was the first time the cost had been changed since 2011, when it went up by the same price of €10 for the final. And the GAA has insisted it had absolutely no plans to increase ticket prices for games in 2020. And 10 years ago, it cost €70 for a stand ticket to the final. No plans to raise them again in the short term. And Alan Milton, the GAA communications manager, said, "We're a special organisation in that it's an amateur one, which is volunteer-led, so I think the ticket prices compare very favourably to other organisations. You could still bring a child here to see a game at the weekend for €5, and it stays that price up until the final." Shane Keegan, this is supply and demand, surely.
Yeah, it is, but you can see where Eddie is coming from, really. You know, like, it's you would think there's enough money in the organisation already without them having to find that extra €10 lopped on top of everything else. He's made a few good points, in fairness, as well. Again, I'll hold my hand up and say I've been in corporate boxes. I was in the corporate box for the semi-final, and you look around and there's an awful, awful lot of people, as he says, who just have so little interest. There might be free food provided on the day. There might be even a free drink provided on the day. That's the reason why they're there. And then you are going to have some absolute genuine...
But that's a source of income for the GAA. I mean, OK, everybody sees that at different grounds, at different venues, even at different concerts, right? People are dragged along, whatever, and they stay in the bar. They don't even step out to watch the band. I mean... Yeah. If you're there and you're paying your money, you're entitled to turn your back on a match. I know it's frustrating if you're a pure fan, but you're entitled to
it. Yeah, look, I don't know how you change it, or as you say, I don't know, is there some sort of a happy medium? It does grate with you that, you know, there are going to be people who have been to a dozen tip matches, a dozen Kilkenny matches more this year, who may struggle to get there. I mean, some people will tell you, oh, you'll always find a way if you want them bad enough, but it's all well enough, you know, Mick and Johnny, and they know such and such, and they're able to pull a stroke for you, or they'll pull in a favour for you. But some people just, you know, keep themselves to themselves. They don't have all those connections, and they genuinely mightn't be able to come up with tickets. And I just think there is ways and means that the whole system can be improved, you'd imagine, somehow or another.
It seems to be the focus is obviously very much on the €90 for the stand tickets. You can still get into the Hill for 45, and I know that some of the tickets actually went on sale today on the GAA website as well, which seems a bit strange, actually, because most of it goes around the clubs, and you get two tickets each for every club, and then the two counties playing get the vast bulk of tickets. But to see them on sale, the general public.
Yeah, because I actually only asked the question this morning. The company that I work for in my day job at the moment, we would own the Kilkenny People newspaper. We'd also own two newspapers in Tip. And I just actually asked Brian Keyes, our editor in the Kilkenny People. I was saying, how hard are tickets to come across this year? Are they easily enough got? And Brian had said, no, look, they're hard enough to be got at the moment as well. Because, I mean, 3 years in Kilkenny hurling is a famine, you know. So there's a big buzz back around the place. We see it. We're putting together supplements there for the last week or so to go into both papers, and there just seems to be more renewed vigour again. You know, you can get sick of success, if that seems a ridiculous point to say, but I suppose more become accustomed to it, and there's a buzz back around the place again. So I was surprised to see tickets going on general sale. Yeah.
Just some of the texts. I'm a Kilkenny supporter who bought 2 adult and 3 juvenile season tickets in January and received my All Ireland tickets during the week. It brought my total spend of the year supporting Kilkenny to €1,390. How much of that gets back to my club, Mick and Kilkenny? I couldn't tell you that, actually, Mick. We're a family living in Wexford, but I have Tip blood flowing through our veins. We've supported both teams this year and have gone to all games. We're a family of 6, and for us to go to the All-Ireland costs us €540. Absolutely scandalous, it says. All my kids are over 16, but in school, college, so costs is down to the parents. There's another comment, but I'm not going to read that one out. But in terms then of, you can't really blame the GAA in terms of trying to, because they'll say to that this money filters down through its organisation, through its grassroots level, being a volunteer organisation. So the money that they're paying for tickets surely is going filtering down to your clubs and to county boards.
Yeah, you'd imagine that that's certainly the way it's supposed to operate, and it is the way it operates, let's be fair. You know, they are very, very good in that sense. I suppose what people will see, without going into the nitty-gritty and just looking at things on the surface, what people will see again is 40 by the time substitutions are made, amateur players out on the field giving absolutely everything, putting on this spectacle. And for the fella who lines the pitch at his local club 12 months of the year to go and watch his neighbour from down the road is going to cost him and his family, what did we say there, 500 euro. You know, that's the way that you look at it. And that's looking at it emotionally rather than logically in the way that you are.
I can vouch for that because my father did it for Robert Emmett's GA club for years. He lined the pitch, whatever, okay? He was a Galway man. Now, it was easier to get tickets back in those days, thankfully. But yeah, I know, I hear what you're saying. But that's the ethos, isn't it? It's amateur game, amateur players. You know, a manager's suggestion is that they get paid. But it's a volunteer organisation, and you know, unlike, say, a game like cricket, which is a hidden sport, I mean, literally a hidden sport, it's actually hidden behind housing estates. you go to any small town in Ireland, and there's a GAA club at the end of it. I mean, that's the essence of the GAA, isn't it?
There is, and again, as you say, I suppose, if they were given an exact definition of the extra revenue that's going to be raised from this 10 euro increase,
and that's probably what they should be doing, saying it. Look at this is what we're taking in, this is where it's going,
from a PR point of view, that would probably have been a slightly better way to go about it. But look, at the end of the day, it's going to be all hot air. The prices are gone up, and what's to say the prices won't go up again?
Well, they say they won't, so that's part of their ethos. They're saying there's no immediate increase in coming up, especially in 2020 and maybe in the short term beyond that. Anyway, that's for Sunday, the All-Ireland final. It's going to be a mighty game, Tipperary against Kilkenny. You can follow it, of course, across all platforms on RTE.
Game on.
On 2FM. Weekdays from 6.